what is it, 25,000. So I guess they're still paying us. I guess they're, but I don't know how long that will last, that they'll continue to pay us $25,000 a year when all we really do is advertise the crafts fair on the air. And then my other point would be back to what Chris brought up at the beginning. Those premiums, every time you give away a book, every time that book costs the station real money. And so, again, if we can...
I'm sorry, Philip, your time is up.
Okay, give away fewer premiums and get people to just give us their money without asking for a premium.
Thank you. I need the next person. That would be Carol.
Well, can Maria comment on what I said?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Well, okay. Actually, not. Our limit is 2 minutes for comments and answers according to the things I read in the very beginning. We want to change that. That's, you're welcome to, but it says very clearly on our agreements that it's 2 minutes for questions and answers.
Fred is right, and the point is well taken. I will let Maria answer very briefly, if she can make it very, very brief. 30 seconds, Maria.
I will try. Yes, so crafts fair, we will be having a crafts fair this year. We're no longer doing it. Well, we cannot do it at the Craneway, so they're moving it. But yes, we are. We haven't been told. I've been told that we're having the crafts fair. We're still doing the advertisement. That's why. Okay. Yes, and I forgot what the other question was.
I think you're just making a point about healthcare being so expensive, and that it is.
Yes.
So, Carol, you're next, and please be mindful, people, that we have the 2 minute limit. It's easy to forget. Go ahead, Carol.
A couple things, Maria. How vulnerable are we to having this budget adjusted because of Pacifica's deficits? In other words, possible staff layoffs or possible other money being taken from our bank accounts for emergency loans. How vulnerable are we? And also, I would like to take this opportunity to, because of the time, I would like to move that we approve this budget.
So moved.
So I have a second.
Second.
Without further debate.
Without further debate.
It will take a 2/3
vote. It will take a 2/3 vote to stop any further debate on it.
I'm not asking to stop debate. I'm just asking to get it on the floor.
Okay. The motion is now pending then. So James McFadden is next.
Did she get an answer?
Can I answer something real quick, please?
Well, then don't start the clock for me, please.
Yes, please don't.
No, you won't start the clock yet, James. Go ahead, Maria.
So this is something and it's glaring at me here, so I need to say something about this. It's called a preliminary draft because when I'm doing it, it is a preliminary draft. I'm not the one approving the budget. You all are. So until it gets approved, actually all the way up to the PNB, this will remain a preliminary draft, period. I don't have that approval ability, obviously. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Thank you. And I see Fred is next with a question. Oh, no, wait. James. What happened to James?
James is next.
Yeah, I don't see his box up here. Go ahead, James. I know you were next, though.
Okay, so I think that's 2 minutes. I hope we're going to get to have multiple cycles in 2 minutes. That's pretty, you know, have any kind
Would
of continuity on a budget we just got. Number 80, insurance went up. It was 19K, went to 10K, and went down to 21K. My second question is line 103. Other programming, can you please describe that? Because it was 18K, went up to 40K last year, and you have budgeted 40K. By the way, I think budgeting what you did the previous year, I think that's right. I'm not disagreeing with the way you're budgeting. I just want to understand what other programming is and why it went up between 21 and 22. And then you have credit card discount fees, which were 49K back in 21, went up to 77K. And I don't know why that's gone up so much. And the direct mail also increased from 6K to 18K. Those are lines 116 and 117. Can you explain those changes? Why they happened?
Go ahead, Maria.
Okay, so other programming is when we have we pay stringers, I guess is what they're called. And the other thing too is that we had a consultant for our podcast that we put into other programming. So, you know, to be as fast as possible, that's kind of where that came in. We have increased our different types of stringers and so on. We also didn't used to pay for the Nielsen ratings, and now that we were paying it, but now we're no longer paying it again. Your other question was for insurance. Again, I pay on what's actual, I budget on what's actual. The credit card fees, I will have to take a look at that. You're right. It does seem like, it went up,
10 second warning.
I'm sorry.
10 second warning.
Okay. Sorry. I hope I answered you had three questions.
And the direct mail increase.
The direct mail. We're doing, trying to do a more direct mailing. That's where we get, that's the appeal letters.
Next. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Fred, I see you're next.
Oh yeah. Frankly, we talked about the fact that the budget is in completely mutable even after it's been approved. It can never be actually up to the moment because there are unexpected expenses and unexpected revenues. This was all done in the budget meeting that all the LSB members were invited to, which occurred on Thursday. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Elizabeth Milos?
Did you kick
her? Yes, I find it very difficult to be, again, very difficult to even review this without getting in with more time in advance.
Ask your question, please. And we've got
yes. to no, I'm question. I'm stating, please stop interrupting.
I will
please.
Interrupt you if you're not asking your question.
No, I have a right to make a comment or a question. That's my right as an LSB member. In order to be able to review the budget, I would ask, please, could you please send it to us with at least 3 days in advance or 1 week in advance?
And you're not asking a question.
That's the question that I would like to ask.
Could you please mute her? You're out of order. You're out of order. I called you out of order and you won't stop. So please mute her. Do we have any more questions?
I have one comment that I want to upsay because I skipped over it with Carol. This is a budget and not a cash flow. So the budget is what expenses we plan, what revenue we plan on getting, what expenses we plan on having. Her question was, how does this, if Pacifica were to ask for us for money, how does it affect the budget? It doesn't, because we don't expect those expenses. We can only, you know, budget and expense what we anticipate. If Pacifica asks us for money, that's not our expense. We don't put it on the profit and loss statement. That goes on the balance sheet, and the balance sheet means that it's cash going out and a debt to KPFA coming in. So you don't see it on the bottom line of your of the profit and loss, which makes it a little bit skewed when you see, say, for example, a surplus on the profit and loss statement, not the budget, but the, well, both budget and on the income statement, but the cash is going out on it in a different, document in a different manner. So there's a difference between a cash flow and a budget and or profit and loss.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to just move on, Maria. James McFadden.
Thank you. Couple questions on, I see that the salaries are flat, and does that mean, is that just done because you're assuming the salaries would be the same? I would think the salaries would change with the leaving of our general manager, unless we're rehiring people, but, I'm just wondering why the salaries aren't changing for that reason, because I think he had a lot of seniority. And then the second question is, I notice on the audit, on the budget, you have the 2021 numbers as unaudited. And the question is there any significant change, you know, by more than a couple percent in between the audited 2021 numbers and what you giving us here?
When it comes to the expenses that I anticipate, well, first of all, let me say that Quincy in 9 years never got a raise. And what Philip was saying, yes, the cost of living here is just outrageous compared to our salaries. We do anticipate we're going to get another GM. We have an interim GM. He left a position that he is now doing double positions. We don't have a program director. We don't have a program director. We don't have a operations director. So that salary line, if I were to take away the GM or the operations salary, then you're going to tell me later, why did our salaries go up? So I kept everybody in at status quo to not let it fluctuate in the future. And then when it comes to the unaudited numbers, the problem is that there is a problem getting we don't have audited numbers in the general ledger yet.
Thanks, Maria.
Extrapolate that. Okay.
And also we don't know whether there'll be a new general manager hired or not. So you can't assume.
Well, the issue is just whether they changed significantly. I mean, that's a yes, no kind of thing. I assume you probably know.
Yeah. No, they haven't. Elizabeth Milos, if you want to have a question on the budget or a statement on the budget, you may ask that. But you may not, you don't get to talk about process at this particular time. Do you have a question on the budget?
Yes. Are we up to date on all of the deposits of income? Because according to our meeting at the audit committee on 6-6, there seems to have been a delay in the deposits. Can you please confirm if we are up to date on all of our deposits?
So there's a difference between saying up to date on the deposits. There's deposits go in regularly. The problem was in the database. The database was not reflecting correctly the deposits. Thank so you, to Mary, briefly that's answer your question, yes, it's everything is up to date. That August 22 number that you see in column U, that is all actual.
Thank you, Maria. And Frank Sterling.
And we are now over time on our budget issue.
Thank you. We'll take a couple more questions and move on.
All right. Can I go?
We'll take two more. I think,
Frank and then,
Darlene hasn't had an opportunity to speak yet. So I would like to put Darlene first since she hasn't had an opportunity to ask a question. So Darlene, did you have a question?
Darlene, you have to unmute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. I can hear you.
Okay. No, I was just raising my hand for a point of information, and it's about the speed at which things are moving and the PNB. When you're timing in the PNB, the person who's asking or commenting has the 2 minutes. If they're asking for an answer, you don't time the answer. So Maria is not in the PNB. Maria would not be part of the 2 minutes. Just let me give you point of information.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Darlene. We'll have to review that rule. We're going to take one more question and then we're going to move on. Frank?
I am unmuted. I was curious how the, is there like some breakdown in, the payroll part? Like, are management separate from the just regular people? Like, how many management positions do we have? And are they changing from year to year? Is it the same in 2022 and 23?
I don't believe those figures about that are included in the budget. The budget is an overview rather than individually meeting out the specific salaries of everybody. So is that correct, Maria?
That's true. I never put out individuals' income. All I can tell you is that we don't get paid a lot of money.
So yeah, I wasn't asking for their income. I was talking about like.
No.
Everybody's included. Everybody.
It's a budget.
So there's not a breakdown in like how many management positions and then other regular positions.
Well, there is. I just don't.
No, it's not on the budget.
This is the budget, not the breakdowns.
Thank you. So we're way over our time. So I'm going to ask that we go ahead and move on.
I was just going to ask if she had it, if she knew by chance.
No. Well, management positions?
Yeah.
There's four of us.
Okay. Four. And that stays the same. Basically
yes, that goes back to, I'm sorry, I forgot his name all of a sudden, I left everybody in because I don't know what our future, you know, brings.
Hey, again, thank you.
This is a plan, not set in stone.
It's not fixed. It's just a projection.
All right, I'm just curious. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. We will now vote on the budget. So we have a motion to approve and we had it seconded. I would ask all of those who are in favor of approving the budget.
Can we stop the screen share?
Yeah. Could you stop the screen sharing, Maria? And thank you very much for your report, Maria. It was very informational. Everybody in favor of the budget, of approving the budget, would you please raise your hand? And I'm going to ask Fred, would you, take note of how many hands are raised and you can put my hand in there.
So far, I only see, 9 people plus you. So that's 10 people. I don't see. So I guess people are, we're now up to 11, 12. So we're up to 12 now and plus 12, 13 or 13, including you, 14, 15. So we're 16. We're now up to 16, including Christina.
Okay, hands down.
Okay. Hands down, please.
Those opposed.
And those opposed to approving the budget? Let's get everybody's hands down first.
Frank, you voted in favor of the budget. Oh, good. Okay. All those opposed, please raise your hands. Well, James McFadden and Elizabeth Milos are opposed. I think that passes overwhelmingly.
Announced 16.
Daniel.
So it's 16-3.
Point of order.
You announce the vote.
The 16-3.
Point of order.
Yes, go ahead. Carol.
Abstentions?
No.
No, we don't have abstentions.
Announce the vote.
Just announce the vote. It's like
16-3. 16 in favor of
the vote. The vote is 16-3. The motion carries. The budget is approved. Thank you. We now go to the approval of the minutes.
Everybody lower your hand, please. Lower your hand. Okay.
And thank you very much, Maria. Appreciate your report and all the hard work that you do. Okay. So now we're on the approval of the minutes. The minutes were sent out ahead of time. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We're going to vote now. So, are there any corrections to the minutes?
Carol's got her hand up and Elizabeth's got her hand up.
Oh, wait. I just, was saying a motion to approve. That's all.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Elizabeth and James have their hands up.
Are there any corrections to the
minutes? Are there any corrections to the minutes? And well, Elizabeth is first.
You need to unmute yourself, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, you need to unmute yourself.
Kai may need to unmute her because he muted her.
No, oh. She's unmuted.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay, I believe that the minutes include a draft report of the KPFA Local Station Board executive session for July 16th, 2022. And it says that the KPFA Local Station Board discussed proprietary and personnel information and created a KPFA Local Station Board Ethics Committee to investigate and make recommendations regarding conduct that may be adverse to the best interests of the foundation or KPFA. I would like to state that this is incomplete. because the second to the last paragraph of the motion presented at this executive session has actually given the KPFA Local Station Board Investigative Committee, as stated, authorization to investigate other situations which involve possible conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundation or the radio station by KPFA Local Station Board delegates and members of the Pacifica Foundation whom are participating in KPFA Local Station Board meetings. I let the record reflect that I have emphasized and members of the Pacifica Foundation to provide evidence of overreach by this KPFA LSB, a direct and purposeful targeting of individuals from the LSB
as well as other members. You're out of order. Please mute Elizabeth. You're completely out of order. Could you please mute her? You don't get to add things to the minutes at this point that were not in the last meeting. The purpose of minutes of every meeting is to reflect what occurred in that meeting, not to add some above editorial to that particular situation. I will ask that Elizabeth, if you continue to not follow the directions of the chair and not follow our meeting agreements, you will be removed from our meeting. Are there any further questions about the minutes?
James McFadden has his hand up.
James?
Thanks. I just want to say I think the minutes are a bit thin. They're really lacking in detail, and we really should have a more extensive set of minutes that reflect what we see in PNB meetings. And that way I want to voice my dissent on the minutes.
Okay. I'm informed by the parliamentarian that the minutes are only supposed to include the main motions that we voted on. They're not supposed to be a editorial or a novel or a lengthy thing. They're really supposed to be the motions that we voted on and contain the critical elements, which is what it's contained right now. So I see no other hands up. So I'm going to ask people to vote on.
Just unanimously. If there are no further corrections.
If there are no further corrections, if there are no further corrections, the minutes are approved.
Next item.
Okay. And the next item is actually a break, which I think we could all use. So, Carol, I know that you've got the time set for what we're doing. What, Carol Wolfley, would you please advise how long we should break at this point?
Okay, so it is 12:20. How about a 20-minute break? How about we come back at 12:45?
12:45. That sounds good.
Without objection.
Without objection, we'll be recessed until 12:45. Thank you all very much.
My clock says it's 12:45.
We could make that an editorial change before it's considered.
Thank you. Looking at people, are we all back here? Okay. I'm going to call the meeting back to order at 12:46 p.m. It's the September 17th meeting of the KPFA LSB, and I'm going to ask for the PNB reports. We do have some reports, I believe, so I would ask for, I know that we have a finance report from our national finance, from our treasurer, rather.
Elizabeth has a point of order.
And I'm going to, before we enter into this, I know there was questions about what just happened. So I would like to have the parliamentarian speak to what is in Robert's Rules of Order concerning past the minutes. And go ahead, David.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. The rule now is that it's not necessary to propose a motion or vote on a motion to approve the minutes. The draft minutes that the secretary presents are automatically adopted without any vote, but corrections are permitted. So the chair should say the minutes are now minutes for such and such a date are now pending. Are there any corrections? And then corrections are treated as amendments. So you'd say, I move to correct the minutes by striking this out and inserting that. Because that's what actually happened. It's permissible to correct the minutes to reflect the truth. And after all corrections are processed, the chair would then say, are there any further corrections? If there are no further corrections, the minutes are approved. Then you go on to the next thing. And the point is that it's not possible to defeat the minutes. The minutes get automatically adopted, but they can be corrected as needed before that happens.
Thank you, David. Okay, so we're going to move along. We'd like to get our report from, Carol, did you have a list of particular order of the reports? Are you there, Carol?
Yes, let's start with the PNB reports, please.
Thank you. Do you have an order of the PNB reports or?
Let's ask for, directors, if they have any reports from the KPFA directors, and then we can go through if there's any reports from any of the committees.
Thank you. Do I have any reports from our PNB directors? Darlene, do you have any report?
Yes, I do. But I was waiting to see if anyone else also wanted to go. Oh, okay, let me go ahead then. The PNB has been having a number of executive meetings in which we're not allowed to report out even to open sessions of the LSB. So in a way, you have not been hearing me. That has precluded me from trying to get across to folks how dire the situation is with Pacifica. We are literally not paying any bills out of central services except to shore up payrolls and to make sure that health insurance benefits are paid. Most of them are being paid the month after. We're not current and we're not where we're supposed to be, which is paying for them the month ahead. We are barely keeping up with paying behind and all the bills that come into the national office are being prioritized pretty much as, will not paying this bill take us off the air? That seems to be the criteria right now for what's happening in the national office. The executive director has called on, and I think this might have been said in an open committee meeting, not the PNB, but has said this body needs to have plans for what to do when we cannot continue. And we need to have those plans now. And by not continue, that would mean things like being having property seized because we're not, our loan isn't being paid, having our electricity off, and not, excuse me, I don't need to tell you how many take us off the air situations there are, but that is where we are. The other thing that this we need to look at, says the executive director, is what is left to sell. What is left to sell? The three buildings that are in KPFA, KPFT, which is Los Angeles, and Houston, KPFK. We are in the process, we are at the point of self-cannibalization. That's the point Pacifica is at. I cannot tell you how hard it is to sit and hear item after item trying to be brought up or distracting us. Pacifica is having to chew off its own foot at this point, and that is how bad it is. Now, we can't really, those buildings being sold, that would only be if we can't pay the money's either interest or principal that we owe on the big loan, which is now about $1.3 million. It has been paid down some. If those buildings are sold, the only place that money can go, as long as that loan is outstanding, is to pay off the loan. Okay, so it's sort of like paying off the loan is already financed by the buildings that we own by having to sell them off. The other property that Pacifica owns are our licenses. And the topic is being brought up of swapping or selling a license. So I only say these things to wake us up. The work of the LSB really needs to be how to attract listeners' help, because we can't do it ourselves. How to help attract listener members and how to raise money outside of the listener membership monies. I'm going to cut it short there because there's really nothing else to say. It's not that we have fallen off the cliff, but we are sliding down the cliff. Let's put it that way. And this is not a cry wolf like there have been many times in the past for shortages or log jams in money. This is, we have no money. And just so you know, the organization, NETA, which we call our central office now, they take care of our accounting, our audits, our tax filings, lists all the things that your administrative office does. September 30th is their last day. They will not stick with us any longer. That is how bad our situation is. They're walking away because there's forthcoming. There is almost nothing they can do for us. So, I guess, I don't know, Christina, if you're going to allow questions or not,
Some questions. I know that Darlene, for your information, that our treasurer will be giving a very specific report on the finances also.
Thank you. And I'm sorry if I'm taking over any of.
No, you.
I'm doing this very narratively. I'm not giving you numbers and such like that. But it can't get any worse. It can't.
Thank you, Darlene. I appreciate your report. Elizabeth Milos, did you have a question for Darlene?
Actually, can we hear from the other PNB member first?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yes, that's the James McFadden. Did you want to make a report?
Sure.
Go ahead.
We haven't had a PNB report. I think we didn't have one last time. And I prepared one, but we ran out of time. So just kind of go through a few things. First of all, I'd say Darlene's correct. Our finances are definitely in trouble. And it's, You know, so the issue, you know, rather on my side is, you can talk about all the things that, you know, that we don't want to do. And, but some of us are trying to talk about like what can be done. And to me, I think the key is we need to change our model for fundraising. We can't keep doing the same thing because it's not working at all of the stations. It's working to keep us even, but we're not growing, KPFA, which I would like to see. So I think, you know, we really need to talk about, how to do that. And some of us are. So that's kind of going on behind the scenes at the, B&B level. In terms of, things that have actually passed, there was a, one other thing just on, when a real problem arose for the archives where they couldn't make payroll, and this came up at one of the meetings, one of the subcommittee meetings, a group of us raised $5,000 on the spot to, help them, you know, make payroll. Basically five of us each gave $1,000 to, so they can make payroll that time. And then scheduled a special fund drive for the archives, which was done nationally. And that was actually, it was done on the spot, but it was, from talking to the staff people, they said it was an amazing, you know, coming together of GMs and PDs at the various different, stations to make it happen. Unfortunately, it fell on the tail of other, fundraisers. And so it didn't do as well as hoped, but it raised, 31K. So it was, you know, useful and it got the archives out of where they could actually make payroll and stuff. So that was kind of a positive. In terms of motions that have been passed, there's been some authorizations to reduce staffing to try to cut costs. There's efforts to, change, a few good things. I think we got to pass the motion at the national level to support Frank Sterling after his arrest for reporting on policing in Antioch. And there's some interesting things been going on in Antioch since then. The FBI is investigating them. So it's, interesting. We got a motion passed, to clarify how cab elections should be done at the PNB level. We got a motion passed that said PNB have access to LSB executive session. So that was good and hope that's you know, is allows PNB members to listen into our executive session today. And of course there was some various thing about issues about the petition to the FCC, you know, and there's been a lot of discussions about that and some reactions in about that. So anyway, that's kind of a report back on what's been going on. Most of the discussions, they say, are all about financing and trying to find some solutions. And, you know, a lot of people come up, you know, at the PNB level want to talk about the problem, but they don't offer any solutions. A few of us are trying to get solutions. That's it.
Mark, did you have a report that you want to make? Mark Van Landuid?
Mark, you need to unmute if you're there. Let's go on.
He may have stepped away. Oh, there he is.
Okay.
Here he comes.
Oh, Mark, are you there?
Yes. The situation is extraordinarily dire. I have to say that at the end of PNB meetings, I'm sometimes in tears because of the decisions we have to make in terms of staffing for stations that are in the network within the limitations of what can be discussed. It's sometimes horrifying, the situation that Pacifica is in. I really want to have everyone think about the future and about what we're not doing currently. And that's in terms of facing the fact that the future of radio is not necessarily on radio. And sort of the minimum requirement of what our programs should be doing is to be on platforms like YouTube, like iTunes, like Stitcher. And, every program needs to be a multi-platform program. And that's not just about, that's also about revenue. So when I'm talking about these certain platforms, that's also about revenue. The traditions of Pacifica as a brand have incredible potential. Pacifica could be as large as Al Jazeera and BBC in terms of worldwide news dissemination. It could be, it should be that way. And what we do at KPFA is world-class broadcasting. So we're way behind where we need to be, but there's a lot of opportunities that we should be taking. Pacifica's future is, I mean, it's just hanging by a string. I don't know how else to put it. So again, within the limitations of what we can talk about, I would say that Darlene says it can't get worse. It's so terrible now. I can imagine it getting even worse. That's all. I'm sorry. I didn't prepare anything, but
that's fine, Mark. Thank you. Yeah. That's important what you shared with us. And Aki, did you have a report that you wanted to make?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that, you know, one of the reasons that we had the financial problem is that the three of the stations right now had a fair drop off in listener support over the last 10 years. And so one of the things that needs to be done, and I think Jim Dingman or WBAI is really active on this, is to how to get the listeners back at those stations. So anyway, those are sort of the background for why the finances are in trouble.
Thank you, Aki.
Christina, I just forgive me for adding one little thing to what Akio said. We need to get audiences back by going where audiences are. And we need to be a multi-platform. Pacifica needs to be a multi-platform broadcasting, entity. And, I know that's hard for a lot of people to hear. A lot of us are so very much attached to radio, but where the ears and eyes and where the minds and where the ideological discussions and debates are happening are no longer on radio. And we don't give up radio, but we need to set our sights and our horizons much bigger than they are currently.
Thank you. I'd like to check with the secretary really quickly to make sure about the agenda. Carol, we have some reports from the LSB people on the PNB committees as well. Do we want to give those reports first? Did you have that scheduled first, or do we want to ask questions just of the directors right now? Carol, did you have that?
Ask questions of the directors first, maybe.
Okay, thank you. So go ahead, Elizabeth Milos, do you have a question on those reports?
No, I'm on stack to be able to provide information as a member of the LSB audit committee, of the PNB audit committee as well.
You're out of order.
No, I know.
Frank Sterling, does anybody else have any questions for the directors?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Carol.
Wait a minute.
There's a stack. I'm sorry. Frank Sterling was first, and then Donald, and then you. So Frank Sterling, do you have a question on the reports?
I feel like mine was the same as Elizabeth. I was part of the technology task force, and I was going to tell you some stuff.
But we're not doing that yet, though. We're still on the
board. Well, that's what I was. I thought that's okay. What I was doing.
Thank
so that's
you.
Why I raised my hand.
Okay, well, you both will be able to give a report from your committees when we get through with the directors, okay? Donald?
Thank you. I'd like to make a couple of comments here and ask a couple of questions. What Mark was just saying is not just some fantasy. In fact, the local sports radio stations here on the Bay Area are now simultaneously broadcasting on YouTube and other platforms. So these guys who are so accustomed to doing radio are now being visual, which is a sign of what is really happening in the industry, that every radio outlet understands they no longer can be just terrestrial radio. They have to be multi-platform. Pacifica has yet to learn that little lesson. We at KPFA have been trying to do that, with podcasts, and some of our programming is being simulcast on YouTube. But that's
Thank you, Donald. Do you have a question, Donald?
I do. But that was my comment, because I think it's desperately germane
Thank
to what
you.
Pacifica needs to do. Now, getting back to Darlene's report and James's report, they're in sharp contrast in terms of the dire nature of the financial situation of Pacifica. And I think that
what's the question?
This local station board, I think I'm going to propose it as an idea. We need to have a separate discussion about the finances of Pacifica, what that means for us in the very near future before this organization goes bankrupt.
I don't see any questions, so we're going to move along to Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
Thank you. My question is for Mark and Darlene. I was deeply concerned to see that the PNB Strategic Planning Committee is exploring possibilities and recommending to the PNB, and the PNB is exploring possibilities for commercial underwriting. And that, to me, is a very dangerous issue. And I wonder if you could tell us more about how you see that as a possible compromise to the integrity of our programming and a violation of the intention of Pacifica to be self-sustaining and certainly to have independent media, and what that looks like to listeners when that's our main way of raising money, that we say, oh, we're listener supported.
So Carol, what is your question to
how are you seeing that that issue of underwriting to our PNB directors?
And does it, you have that to any particular director or just anybody who wants to answer it?
Mark, Darlene, and James in that order. And Aki in that order.
Okay. Mark, did you want to answer your position on that?
Well, as, I think I can say this, the PNB has not discussed this in detail. There's been no motions. There's been a lot of talk in the email exchanges about this, but I don't think there's been any motions or any plans that have been put forth. I think the tradition of Pacifica and KPFA are heritage of dissenting voices, of counter narratives to power, to present voices of the community and radical perspectives from the streets and from the university. But most importantly, media that's not controlled by the forces of capital. That's a very important tradition to keep going, particularly in these times. Underwriting, I mean, it's someone's going to have to make a very damn good case for underwriting, corporate underwriting of any type. Some stations do have underwriting as a station, but the programs do not. I don't know much more details. I would rather hear more knowledgeable minds like Darlene and everyone else on this.
Thank you. Darlene?
There is a proposal being developed for a pilot 1-year program of underwriting, to see if we could interest advertisers or to sponsor the station, never a program, the station. I'm in favor of it. A lot of people are immediately jumped to, well, then advertising will influence editorial. And let me just say, as far as I could see, the Strategic Planning Committee that's working on this have so many stipulations on who cannot sponsor that I think there's very, very little possibility of that. So I'm in favor of trying it out in the very limited way that so far it might be possible to do it. But again, it's being discussed as a pilot 1-year program. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Was James next, wasn't it, Carol?
Yes.
James McFadden, could you please give us answer?
Yeah, the motion came out of the Strategic Planning Committee, in which I'm on, and it was one of the other members put it forward, and in fact, those stipulations that Darlene just mentioned to put restrictions to make sure that fossil fuel companies, military, industrial complex, big pharma, and all, you know, a whole list of things. Those are mostly due to me making sure those got in there in case this thing somehow passes. There's the way it's written is a bit vague, and it's going to be rewritten, I think, by the Strategic Planning Committee in the next, a different version will come out, because I've also, there's a lot of vagueness in it, and I think it, those vagueness issues need to be, need at least be clarified so we know exactly what we're voting on, because one of the things it says is that each station would decide whether they're going to participate. Well, what does that mean? Does each station participating mean the LSB at each station decides whether they're going to participate, or does it mean the general manager? And what it really means is the general manager. So I'm making sure that wording is in there so that everybody knows what they're going to be voting on. There's several other aspects of it. Supposedly, the contracts, would be written the way it's done right now. The contracts would be written so they would, the general manager would negotiate with, and it would have a kind of a standard kind of contract, and it's supposed to have some kind of clauses that would allow it to, the contract to be broken without a lawsuit at some later point. If we decided, you know, if you, the GM signed a contract and the, and at some later time, the ED decided, wait a minute, you signed a contract with somebody that is not allowed to be part of this program. You know, you need some way to be able to avoid that. So it looks like that power will probably reside in the ED. There's going to probably be quarterly reports on the effectiveness of some kind of program. My feeling is that this is not going to raise money very fast, and it's not going to solve our short-term, you know, problems with finances, and it may not do anything in the long run, because if it costs a lot of money to try to implement this, it may cost more than can be brought in from little small, you know, businesses like bookstores and whoever they're thinking they're going to have underwriting for. So it's not quite clear how all of this, and I don't see this as a very good solution myself. So.
Thank you, Jameson. I would say, as a member of the board, I appreciate your thinking about all of those exclusions that are very important. So, Fred Dodsworth is next.
Aki is next.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not seeing Aki here. Is he call-in user?
No. I'm on.
Aki's here.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
I think that the main thing to keep in mind is, you know, these first reason that Drew Hill, you know, founded Pacifica was to have a commercial-free media. So if it has to be a lot of careful thinking about how to do that, so you don't have the commercial influence on the station.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Aki. And
I have a question.
Can I add one more little thing? This is McFadden.
Yes.
And that is, you know, I think this is only coming up because of the desperate financial situation we're in right now. So somebody's looking at some way, to keep our head above water. And, you know, I'm sure it's not quite clear, you know, people who have been in the past very much against underwriting, you know, are now, the situation desperate enough that they may be leaning towards. So I don't know which way this is going to go when it actually comes up for a vote, but it's, hopefully we get enough stipulations in there that the key is that it's an experiment. So the idea is that after 1 year, the PNB would reevaluate this after 1 year and decide whether to terminate the program or continue with it, you know, if it's being abused.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I appreciate that. Fred, you had a question?
At the budget meeting that we had the other day, I discovered to my horror that WBAI in New York owes the network $8.5 million, which would certainly go a long way toward covering so many of our expenses. And I'm wondering what the PNB members are doing to hold WBAI accountable, and why they're allowing that one radio station to drag down the entire network, and what are we going to do about this?
Do any of the directors have an answer to that question? Did you pose that to a specific director, Fred, or just anyone who's can answer?
I'd love to hear anyone answer that question because you're all complicit.
Thank you. Do I have an answer from any of directors regarding his question?
I'll put myself out on the line on that. No matter what happens in the PNB, it's my experience that, as you put it, Fred, we never get around to WBAI, whether that's reviewing budgets or anything else. We never get to WBAI. It stands alone. It should be our flagship station. For heaven's sakes, the entire city of New York, all five boroughs and Newark, New Jersey are within their purview. They once were far and away our largest station. I would love to have them be carrying forward anything we want to do in Pacifica to expand, but it has fallen into terrible hard times and nothing gets addressed in the PMB. I don't know if the executive director handles that otherwise, but I cannot tell you what we are going to do about WBAI because it is never, ever allowed to speak about it. So I understand there may be some committees that are trying to really break this down, and I hope to hear from them in a way that that says this is what we could do for WBAI, or what WBAI could do for itself. I mean, it's not that it needs other people piling on. They could, you know, what they could do themselves. So I don't know what else to answer you, Fred. And I will say I do feel complicit. I don't know how to break through the wall between WBAI and all the other stations.
So we're just going to let the whole network fail.
I appreciate your
point of order.
Thank you, Darlene. I appreciate your very candid answer and heartfelt. I appreciate that. Point of order. What is your point of order? Please state it.
It is time for the executive session. We have used up our time for this part of the agenda. So I have sent a link for the executive session to all members of the KPFA LSB, and I move to adjourn to executive session.
Second.
Okay. We do want, we'll have to try to fit in the finance report that we have scheduled.
Point of order. I oppose this motion.
Thank you. We're about to vote on it, so you'll get an opportunity.
To speak. Not only to vote, but to speak to it.
What motion?
What's the motion?
The motion is to adjourn to executive session.
And we had a second, so we're going to
vote. And I oppose that motion and like to speak to it, please.
No, it's not debatable.
It's not debatable.
To go into
executive session is not debatable. I'm being informed by our parliamentarian. So we're voting on the motion to go into executive session. Could I please have everybody's hands down for the moment so we can take our vote? Thank you. So everyone who is in favor, who votes yes, that we go adjourn now and go into executive session, please raise your hand. And I would, my hand is up. So would you help us, Fred, and count the votes, counting me as?
I can see 11, 12 with you in favor.
12. Okay, hands down.
12 in favor? Okay, hands. I'm sorry, what?
Including Christina, you.
Okay, 12 including me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Hands down, please. Would everybody who is opposed to going in executive session now and adjourning, please put your hand up.
I see four.
Okay, so
hands down,
please.
5, 6.
6 are opposed?
12 in favor.
12 in favor. So the motion carries to go into executive session. 12-4, 6 opposed. Is that correct?
Correct. 7 opposed now.
7 opposed. Thank you. We are now adjourning to executive session.
Before we adjourn, please,